Okay. This one comes in from Cheryl and says, thank you for the upcoming teleconference call. Please share your thoughts on genealogy lists and leaving messages. I am currently with a nutrition company, but considering a $10 website and email program. Okay. About lists, genealogy lists. First of all, I want you guys just to know that I'm not real fond of them. Just from an ethical viewpoint. And I'm not saying that who you bought your list from is unethical or anything like that. I'm talking at another level here. I don't like the feeling of that on either side of the equation. If I'm calling somebody and he's in another company, I don't like the feeling of it because it's taking the person off of what they're interested in doing. It's taking a person off their focus. And just so that you know, these genealogy lists are created in various different ways. Let's say that a person is in their network marketing company and they built the downline, and then let's say that they're terminated for some reason. And they'll go out in anger and they'll sell their list, their genealogy, to people who buy lists, and then turn around and they resell those lists. And so most of the time they've been called multiple times, and it's just kind of a different way of doing it, I'd say, but there's just an odd thing to me. I like just the pure way, you know, somebody reached out and said, I'm looking for a business. I like those because you know they've already reached a little bit to fill out a contact form, or they answered an advertisement or something like that. I typically like doing those. I'm not real fond of lists. I'm obviously on somebody's list because I get contacted a lot, and you know, I would probably say that at least weekly somebody is trying to extract me out of my company. I have never tried to extract someone out of their company, and just because I don't feel as though that it's the right move. I think if you advertise and things like that out there and you get yourself known, you know, people will respond to you. So that's just my own personal feelings about it. I'm not trying to drive my level of ethics to you, all right? So it's up to you how you want to do it, how you feel as though that it is. Is it a fair game? Is it, hey, they were once in network marketing, then they're a prospect to me? However it is that you choose to view it, I'm not trying to press that onto you. I'm just telling you mine. But there is a very, very important facet of me feeling incredibly wonderful about what I do and feeling incredibly proud about what I do, and that I don't do that. And when someone says, you know, I'm with a company and they've answered an advertisement of mine or something like that, and I'll immediately say, well, why are you calling? Are you unhappy? Has something happened? And if they say, well, I'm just not getting any help or something like that, you'd be really shocked to hear me on the phone actually talk to them and say, you know, well, can you find an upline or something like that? In fact, I was actually teaching at the University of Illinois, and there was another speaker there. He was from another company, and he came up and he says, you know, this is my first time that I've ever met Tim, and I want to tell you a story. And he said, a person who was in my downline had gone over and spoke with who was actually Tim's pool guy. All right, so this guy used to clean my pool, and he was over at the house, and he had said something or other, and he asked me what I did, and I said that I was in network marketing, and he said, oh, he's looking at a network marketing company. I said, oh, which one? He said, I'm in Manitowoc, and I said, oh, that's great. And he says, well, I'm actually just looking at it right now. I'm looking to join it. They want me to buy this package, and I don't know whether or not I should or not. And I said, well, man, if you're going to do it, go all out. Get the big package so that you know what all the products are and things like that. Well, I didn't know that 4 years later I'm going to be sharing a stage with that guy's upline. So imagine that feeling. Imagine that trust level that is created when you operate that way. And I assure you, you'll sponsor so many people because of the great way you feel, because you always are ethical.